Greetings, dear ones. I am Cryon of Magnetic Service. In the scheme of things, all things, you are reaching the pinnacle of what we would call the decision point for humanity. And in order for you to see this in the light that I see it, you have to do two things. Going back a short time, you will remember that in my first communications to you, I told you that human consciousness was changing. I brought you information in the very beginning of my attributes on the planet, that humanity was in shift, and that I had arrived for a special purpose, and that was to shift the magnetics of the grid. And that the Cryon group itself would finish that in the year 2002, and the group would leave, and it did. All of this in response to what you had accomplished. And some of you have done the mathematics and realized that all of this was done well within that which you call the precession of the equinoxes. That there is a 36-year window where the galactic alignment centers itself, where you look into the middle of your sun and it aligns to the middle of the galaxy, the beginning and the end of the 26,000-year wobble of the planet. It also metaphysically aligns with what the ancients said it would. A decision point for humanity that would be the most important one of all. One that carries with it tremendous energetic purpose. It's why I arrived. And if you look at the first communications, you will see why I arrived. For something was happening with humans. And it has to do with your future. And 22 years ago, I told you that. By 1993, you had the publications that I set it within. And here you are in 2012, all these years later, with exactly what we said you would have. We gave you potentials back there. Some of them became the potentials of humanity, and some of them did not. We deal only with potentials, but the strongest ones talked about your future today. And the second thing I want you to remember is when you came into this planet, each one of you, unique. Doesn't matter how old you are as you sit here. Every one of you is an old soul. The old souls are the ones who tend to tune in and listen and read to a message such as this. And we have said that before as well. And so what we have is a unique group. And I want you to remember a unique group. There's a spark of truth when you arrived, all of you. Fresh in the metaphysical ears, the quantumness that locks itself with memory, ringing in your ears when you arrived as the baby that you were from your mother's womb. And it all said the same thing, and it said, this is the lifetime that will make the difference. Now, some of you have even asked the question, why am I alive? We've been there when you did. You know who you are. When there was darkness all around you and caused by circumstances and situations, some of them health, I'll tell you why you're here. You're here to complete this task that you started so many years ago. Also, this is the decision point. And from my standpoint, it has already been passed. There is no test in front of you. You've already passed it. In your timeline, you're coming up through it and going into it. In your timeline, there's 18 more years of it. 18 more years. So at the end of this year, the 2012 marker, at that solstice point, it is simply only that, a celebration point in 3D time, celebrated at different times on the planet, of course, where you say, we did it. And I suffice it to say right now that those who created this enlightened place called Earth know you did it. There's already celebrations in the skies. And yet, there are things happening on the planet, and we told you would. And there are those who are worried. I want to give you what I'm going to call the Bridge of Swords revealed. Here is a phrase we have given you many times in the past. We told you that in the end, that is to say now, the end meaning the end of the old paradigm of the planet, you would have the Bridge of Swords. Let me tell you some potentials about the future. Immediate future. This is not what's going to happen in generations from now. I'm talking about right now. The Bridge of Swords is here. Some of you have extrapolated this information into a form that you then compare to the ancient prophecies in the Holy Scriptures, trying your best to have a confluence of words so that you can figure it out. Some of you have even said, ah, the Bridge of Swords, that must be the time where there's going to be battles on the planet. It's the Armageddon, it's here. I'll tell you, that Armageddon is happening in some other earth, some other place. It's a metaphor for what you've done. I'll say this again, dear human being, do not look at past prophecy and apply it to anything that's going on here. Past prophecy had you dead at the millennium. Did you remember that? And you're here in 2012. You've moved on to the current prophecy of the ancients, of the indigenous of the planet who saw a melding together of North and South. The prophecy of the feathered serpent, the prophecy of the condor and the eagle. The movement of energy on the planet in a way nobody ever had predicted, except the indigenous. For they saw the potentials of some time fractals that had the ability to have humanity pass this decision point and move into the next part of what we'll call the shift of human consciousness. What's going to happen next? The Bridge of Swords. So let us analyze it. Let us tell you what we had in mind when we gave you the phrase. And we ask you not to build upon this anything that is not said here. Do not then extrapolate more than what is given. Do not try to figure out hidden meanings within what is given. For I'm going to give them all to you now. Very straightforward. It's a bridge. So let's look at that first. What is the bridge doing, and why must there be one? Well, congratulations, dear ones, because a decision point, not always a bridge. Sometimes it's a chasm. A chasm that humanity would fall into, so they had to start over again if they would. Or one that has no bridge at all, which means everything stays the same. There would be no change, that human nature would not change, and you'll have more of what you had. A future that's nowhere, never been written. And that's not what's happening at all. Oh, this has been written so many times, and not in Scripture, dear ones. You're going to have new writings long after my partner is gone. In this body, oh, he'll be back. But long after this particular lifetime, there will be new scriptures written by ones you see as the prophets of the day. And they will talk about what is next on the planet, and they will see the change in human nature. They will see that which is leaning toward the quantumization of corporeal humanity. The beginning of what happened to the Pleiadians will happen here. As you cross the bridge. But that's the future, way far away. What about now? The bridge you're crossing is the one between old paradigms of existence and new ones. And eventually, all humanity will cross it. But this is so new at the moment, the only ones truly crossing it are old souls. For they're the only ones who see it. But you should know this, bridge is for all. And as you cross this bridge, metaphorically, others will follow you. They'll cross it and not even know it. They're crossing into belief. Dropping old paradigms of what to expect is next. Accepting new paradigms of a future without war. Looking at civilization different than you were ever told it could be. Dropping old fears that so many have had for so long. That's the bridge. It's a beautiful thing. The fact that there's a bridge at all is beautiful. The bridge has been created over a long period of time. Synchronistically, we did not know a bridge would occur until 30 years ago. That's how new it is. Humanity has free choice. And who knew whether the confluence of energy would have created the momentum to have put itself on the planet in the way it did. But the potential was there. By the 1987 harmonic convergence, we knew the bridge was being built. by 1989, the superstructure was in place. By 1993, the bridge was there. And then you started to see the fall of the Soviet Union, the coming together of the European Unions, the idea that you could put together things instead of tearing apart, the dictators that fell over one after the other, after the other, after the other. And a bridge was in place. And most of humanity didn't even notice. But you had to feel the shift coming, didn't you? That's what the bridge is all about. What have we told you about the bridge? Very little, except this, that in crossing the bridge, old energy, we're not gonna like it. Old energy does not want you to escape. Old energy does not want you to cross the bridge because it can't. Did you know that? It can't. The old paradigms of human nature that you've known all of these millennia has to stay on this side of the bridge. It cannot cross. For the bridge rejects all that is not in love and compassion and light. And those things which are dark, including human nature of the past, will not be able to go. But the ones I speak to right now, they're already on it. Already on it. That was your design, old soul. And those are the words that are ringing in your ears to this day, the wind of birth we're giving to you. This is the lifetime that will make the difference. So what's going to happen next? Let us talk about the swords. When you hear the word sword, the first thing that occurs to you is battle. The bridge of swords is a battle. And we told you that as well. Swords are metaphoric and they mean many things. So let us describe the things we mean them to say to you. Number one, they are a weapon in a battle. There is a battle coming. Brian, does that mean there's going to be a war? Potentially, yes. Right now, we will tell you that the Middle East cooks itself. You've noticed, haven't you? What do you know about the Middle East, dear one? Let us start examining for a moment. What did you grow up in? What was the energy in the Middle East? In the 40s, what was the energy? With the establishment of the State of Israel, you built a wall of hate, both sides. The wall was so thick that the children of both sides were taught to hate one another. As soon as they were able to understand the language, they were told who their enemies were. Now, where were you then? Some of you were not here yet. By the time you arrived, in your youth, were you aware of the Middle East? No, not particularly. What's the hatred about? You might ask. What if I told you it's a family feud? Two sons of a Jewish master. One founded the Arabs and one did not. They don't want to hear this, but they're all Jews. If you look at the lineage, it's pretty obvious. And yet it's a complete and total setup. The setup would have this world ending in a conflagration that was brought about by the hatred. And that's in the prophecy of Nostradamus, and it's in the prophecy of Revelation, and it is no longer the prophecy of the planet, and yet it still exists. The hatred is as great today as it was then, but where was the terrorism 40 years ago? Isolated. You have those in Israel or Palestine. They had the brunt of it. But now it's everywhere. And you're worried. Will there be a war? What is going on? You can feel it, can't you? Some of you don't want to look at the news because you're afraid of what tomorrow will bring. It's not even the end of the year yet. Will there be a battle? Let me tell you, dear ones, right now as we speak to you, there is the potential of a small war in the Middle East. And you have been told that if there's any war at all in the Middle East, the whole world will join you. And I will tell you that is an old paradigm, for if and when it happens, watch carefully who decides not to come to the party. For there's a new consciousness brewing on this planet. And I will tell you this in all fairness, as we see the potentials before you, in your future, it's not going to matter one way or the other whether there's a battle or not. For what's going to happen in Iran is going to be the same. And I will tell you why. Because there's nobody to take the place of the old mullahs. They're not growing any young ones. It's all the ancient ones with the hatred that are moving the chess pieces as though they are representing the whole of the nation, and they're not. And there'll come a time, perhaps one that is actually exacerbated by the war, if there is one, that will create the revolution in that country. Overwhelmingly, they don't want war. Ask an Israeli, do you want another war? And they will say no, but they're afraid that their enemies will bring one to them. And who are their enemies? And this is what is changing, dear ones. You think you know what's going on in Syria and Egypt and in Libya? You think you do? Let me tell you, there's a recalibration going on there. Of what they believe and who their enemies are, of what they want from their government. And I'll tell you what all of them want eventually, and you may not see it for 20 years, but they want schools and hospitals. They want what you have in your stores. They want the freedom to worship their prophet without a small group telling them how they should. They want to honor Muhammad in their own way. And see the love of God in him as was designed by him. That's what's going on. That's the battle. There's a paradigm shift at hand. And you're going to see it over there first. And it may not be pretty. And I want you to hang tight. Don't pull out what Nostradamus said at the last minute. Nothing he said has happened since 1987. Don't now then grasp the scriptures in Revelation and draw out all of those words that haven't been true for 30 years. Nothing has happened as they said it would. The only thing that rings true there is that there's still problems in the Middle East. All those quatrains falling on the floor didn't come true. Timing's not right. Take a look. Oh, there are still those who say it's happening, it's happening, it's happening, because they're invested in fear. Some of them actually wanted to. They believe the culmination will be in the rapture, we'll go home. Well, I'm going to tell you, you're all going home, but home is across the bridge to an earth without war. That's the bridge. Old energy dies hard. What else does a sword mean? Crying. I wanted to get the bad news out of the way. What else does a sword mean? Sword is a symbol of metaphoric truth. A bridge of swords is a bridge of truth. And sometimes you cross the bridge of the swords crossed above you in celebration. Do you understand this? That's how we see it. Will there be a rough road ahead for the bridge? Yes. But you knew that when you showed up. And it doesn't have to mean a world at war. And it won't. There are those who are settling the very issues of whether they should continue hate or not in the Middle East right now, with the dictators who are leaving or who have gone, replaced by ones who will temper and soften their positions toward their neighbors. Because they realize what they want is schools and hospitals and roads and stores. Is that too hard for you to imagine? What you're showing on the news is they're consumed with killing each other. I would like to ask you to interview them. Not the ones you see on the news, but the mothers and the fathers who you don't see on the news. Who are of the same faith to the ones you do see on the news, who are saying, give us peace. Leave us alone. Let us grow in our own way, in our own culture. We don't want to make bombs. We want to have compassion. This is the bridge. It may get worse before it gets better. And we've told you that so many times. But that's why you're here. What you do next is so important. Whether you're going to fear it, whether you're going to have compassion for it, whether you're going to understand it and stand up tall, move forward across the bridge, whether you're going to cower in a corner, worry. When you see what you expected, old energy dies hard. The sword of truth. What other truth could there be that you're recognizing? What about the truth of the way things work? In a compassionate earth, you can't have the kind of non-integrity issues that you have now. Businesses change, governments change, banking changes. Are you shocked at this? Sometimes you're going to see it. Someday you're going to know. That you actually changed the way things used to be in the darkest corners of what you expected. And you'll realize you made a difference. I'm in Canada and I know it, and I will tell those listening in an American audience, get ready, because there are some institutions that have yet to fall, that don't have integrity. That could never be helped with a bailout. And the biggest one is Big Pharma. And we told you that before. It's inevitable. If not now, in a decade, it's inevitable. And they will fight to stay alive. And they will not be crossing the bridge. For on the other side of the bridge is a new way. Not just for medicine, but for care. Paradigms that have not yet been developed or thought of, that don't represent any system that currently exists, created and developed by young minds who have concepts that the seniors don't know about. Things that don't have integrity today will fall over tomorrow. Just get ready. And it's all part of what's on the other side of the bridge. New ways of working. New ways of business, banking, government, medicine, you name it. New ways to create electricity. New ways to clean the water. New ways to feed yourself. It's all there. It lies there just waiting for you to cross the bridge. Don't be afraid. Lightworker, this is what you waited for. This is the future that you wanted. That's why you were born now, alive now instead of later. Doesn't matter how old you are, senior. Don't count the years you have left. Don't go there. Just don't do it. I want you to see your life as all the lifetimes you've ever lived with the energy of what you've created on the planet right now in your hand. For this is the way Spirit sees you, and it's enormous. And your footprint on the earth is enormous. And what you're doing now as you cross the bridge is enormous. Only the old souls, with the wisdom of accumulation and the Lemurians that some of you are, can move that bridge and cross it quickly. And the final thing about swords is celebration. What happens when human beings walk under crossed swords? What is the general celebration? It's marriage, is it not? And so let us give you, finally, the symbol of the marriage on the bridge. It has so many meanings. It's the marriage of what used to be with what can be. It's the marriage of compassion and the human spirit. It's the marriage of your soul entity on the planet with your creative seeds, the Pleiadians. It's the marriage of you and you. It is the coming together of the North and the South. It's beautiful. It's the Bridge of Swords. So many meanings, so many things it could mean. And they're all there for you to look at. And you're part of it. Perhaps you're here this day, or listening, or reading. And this is all new to you, and you'll say, I don't know if I'm an old soul. Am I part of it? Am I not? Am I going across the bridge? And I would say, don't analyze this. I'll give you a fact. If you're listening right now, you're part of it. It's the only thing that's going to bring you to the page, to the chair, to listen, to read, to know. If you're interested, you're part of it. And it may take some of you to suspend belief on how it works, or you're part of it. And I'll say this again, don't overanalyze it. What are you supposed to do? Just be, old soul. Go to work. And show the light there that you have and your compassion for those around you. Go home to your family that perhaps doesn't believe this. And don't judge them. Show your compassion to them. Because you have a piece of God inside. Think of what the masters would do. They're not standing in judgment. They're celebrating your life. No matter who is in front of you, celebrate their life. Be the example of a compassionate God. And the seeds that are in you, and that will shape your future. And don't be afraid. What the media gives you next, what happens next in the Middle East, what happens in these next years, all part of the old energy reacting. They can't cross the bridge and they're going to die because of it. And I don't mean humans, I mean the energy itself of hate. Dead. Gone. This is the promise. And I speak to those now who have complete and free choice to change it, but I will tell you, you won't. Because the push is too great. For 20 years, you've seen it coming. You have a right for peace on earth, humanity. It's one that you have planned on. And there is precedent. For the Pleiadians did it. Those from Orion did it. The Arcturians did it. The parents of the parents of the parents of the planetary system that you're in did it. And now you're doing it. A long process ahead of you until the last vestige of old energy is gone. And I will say it again, there'll come a time when you look back on today and say, oh, how barbaric we were. And that's what we see. Old soul, this day. That's what we see. And so it is.